This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, May the 8th. There have been big cuts in investment banking at the British bank Barclays. For a US view on whether we are indeed seeing a major retreat away from investment banking and for the rest of the day's news from Wall Street, here's Joe Saluzzi at Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Well, I think we've seen that across Wall Street as well. I think there's a lot of jobs that have been lost over the, particularly the last 5 years, you know, since the financial crisis, but it has changed, that's for sure.
I suppose the big question is, are these big global banks moving back from investment banking simply because at the moment it's not making them much money, or is this a lasting move away from activities which some people consider to be higher risk?
No, that's a good question. I mean, part of it, you know, some regulations like Dodd-Frank have certainly changed the way they do business. Yeah, I don't really know if I know the answer to that one. I think it's to be determined, but it's certainly, you know, if they're not making money, they're not going to stay around. That's one thing we do know about Wall Street, and
yeah.
Obviously, you know, they're going to move and go somewhere else.
Yeah, so investment banking isn't necessarily dead and buried.
No, I don't think it's dead yet. I mean, you know, the IPO market for sure has not really surfaced. It's gradually coming back. It's still, since the financial crisis, has been very, very slow growing. You know, you look at these behemoth IPOs like a Facebook or an Alibaba now coming soon, but you know, there's really still not much going on in the smaller cap world, and that's kind of still troubling.
Okay, and on Wall Street, what sort of a day has it been today?
A bit mixed, I think. You know, some of the value stocks seem to be okay. Still, the Dow was up, but the NASDAQ was down again, and not too much, only about 0.25%. But the biotechs led the way down again, and the biotech sector has been very volatile lately, and that's kind of what has been driving the rally over the last couple of years. Biotechs have been very strong, and that adds to the tech area, but now they're under pressure, and it seems like as they go, so does the market, as well as the momentum sector, where you have stocks like Netflix and Tesla, which reported a little bit slower growth than expected today, and you know, Amazon. Those were the hot type of stocks that people just jump on board because they're growing, regardless if they're not making any money. Nobody seems to care about profits, but all of a sudden when they hit the brakes, those things go down pretty quickly.
And that's all for this Wall Street Update.